What's up? It's your boy Lecrae Moore.
I said I didn't fart on anybody. Who did I just fart on?
What's up, man? It's your boy Aaron Cole.
Born in the Bay Area in Hayward, California, No Big Deal was born to a West Coast family and raised in a rural South. By 9 years old, he had lived in 7 states and 11 homes. By 11, he was already writing spoken word poetry, winning a Timothy Award in Awana, appearing on Double Dare 2000, and acting in the Lifeway Bible Series DVD. Right, but do you remember Double Dare 2000?
Quitting? Are you going to another church?
No.
Well, what's the matter? What happened? I thought you really liked it.
But even from a young age, navigating different cultures, beliefs, and racial tension became dangerous. His father received threats from the Ku Klux Klan when he lived in Illinois. And in high school, Dylan himself received a racial death threat from a student later suspended for having the hunting rifle in his truck. External challenges became internal by the time he reached college, and the faith that he inherited was tested. Encountering a struggle many of us know too well. On the surface, he was still the good kid, making his family proud and doing the right thing, but underneath was a double life. Lying, cheating, chasing sex, hiding in toxic relationships, spiraling into secrecy and depression, leaving a wake of emotional chaos behind him. And it all came down to one decision. Would he stay in the dark or painfully drag his chaos into the light? And I think we know the choice he made. Jesus saved him through confession, repentance, and community. And from that light came vision, not just music, but a movement. The idea of Any Tribe grew in the ear of a servant who leads and a leader who empowers. He's become one of the most successful independent artists, not just in Christian hip-hop, but hip-hop as a whole. He's built something that outlives him, a space where people can be vulnerable in their walk with Christ, not just corporately, and has carefully placed leaders who can carry that mantle.
I think those are concepts that came up in a lot of the writing. What does it mean to enter into empathy and then to see my own flaws and my own blind spots through opening myself up to be more empathetic?
So when you ask the question, who is No Big Deal? Is he an artist, a liar, a follower, a cheater, a leader, someone that's redeemed? Or is he proof that when you bring your whole story into the light, God can build something bigger than you ever imagined?
Why did he hit him in his nuts?